Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Well, I hope you had a great weekend. It was an extended weekend for me, and I know for many, as we celebrated and Labor Day weekend here in the United States, at least. And so there were no morning broadcasts yesterday. So if you were looking for it and wondering what happened, just took it easy for the day. And so this morning I want to cover both yesterday's topic and today's, as a try to at least, because they all kind of flow together. This week's prayer focus comes out of Sunday's message on being prepared for trial. And I used each letter of the word trial for one of the points in the message and for each weekday of this week's prayer focus. And so we began with Monday's focus being on being prepared for testimony. And looking at Matthew 26, the end of Matthew 26, the beginning of Matthew 27, as Jesus is standing trial. And not just the political trial that was going on, the legal trial or the illegal trial, if you want to be accurate, but the internal trial that was taking place that we experience. And to learn from Jesus on how we can be prepared for the trials of life that come at us every day. And so with being prepared for testimony, Matthew 26, verse 62, excuse me, says, "Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, 'Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?'" When I think about being prepared for testimony, I think about, obviously, as it was the case of Jesus, our need to be prepared for false testimony. But there's also the true testimony, and sometimes we don't like that any more than we like the false testimony. The true testimony of God's Word about the sin in our life. And when we're prepared for that testimony, it ought to result in a repentance, which leads to forgiveness and restoration. But whether it's true testimony or false testimony, we are prepared for that testimony as we grasp the integrity of the source. When the testimony about us, whether true or false, is from people, sometimes our first reaction, and we'll get back to this later this week, is to lash out and to try to defend ourselves. The testimony being brought against Jesus was such that he felt it didn't deserve an answer. It's not that he didn't want to give an answer, but he knew the people. An answer would not be productive. And living life prepared for testimony sometimes means that we continually seek God for wisdom and discernment in when to speak and when to be silent. But we also, when we are prepared for testimony, have to be prepared to give accurate testimony. We think often of the trial of testimony being that which is set against us. But sometimes the trial of testimony is us, well, speaking up when we ought to speak up. Our representation of Jesus that is accurate and clear. And so we began this week's prayer focus with our Monday focus on being prepared for testimony. For today's prayer focus, on Tuesday, we focused in on being prepared for rejection. Not everyone's going to like what you believe. They're not going to like what you say. They're not going to like what you think. You've probably experienced that, right? Because the truth is, you don't like what everyone says or thinks or believes. And when we recognize the fact that sometimes even those closest to us, at least for a season, reject us, those can hurt the most. Jesus was not immune to that. In fact, our scripture for today is a famous rejection. Matthew 26, verse 75 says, "Then Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken, 'Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.' And he went outside and wept bitterly." We'll talk tomorrow, I believe, about the other famous rejection in this trial scene, and that's the rejection of Judas. But there's a big contrast in how we deal with the rejection that we experience, how we deal with the rejection that we commit. Jesus was not just rejected by Peter, was not just rejected by the chief priests and the Sanhedrin and all who were against him, not just rejected by the crowds. It says all of his disciples ran away. And for a moment, they wanted nothing to do with this man who was going to be put to death. And when we understand that Jesus went through this not with anger, not with revenge, but with compassion. His desire, and I believe it was his desire for Judas as well, but we each choose whether we accept his offer of restoration. Jesus had told Peter that Peter would deny him. But he also told Peter ahead of time that he would come back. Not just Jesus would come back, but that Peter would come back and to take on the responsibility of strengthening the other disciples. When we deal with rejection, especially when we deal with a rejection of our faith, of our beliefs, of the things that we hold dear, we tend to take it personally. When you stand for truth, when you speak and label sin as sin, not everyone's going to like that, especially those that are involved in sin. Now, the difficulty comes is we're not very good at labeling all sin as sin. We tend to label what others do that's not appropriate as sin, and what we do that's not appropriate is, well, that's just us. And so there's sometimes hypocrisy that's woven throughout why we might be rejected. But Jesus made it clear, if the world hates him, they'll also hate us. If we hold fast to his teachings, if we hold fast to who he is. And we're prepared for rejection when we begin to recognize that though everyone may reject us for a time, God won't. Jesus had promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And so the bigger question for us typically has more to do with our rejection of him and the conviction that we ought to experience when we recognize that we've denied Jesus. And sometimes that denial comes when people ask us about our faith, ask us about our beliefs, ask us about why we don't participate in this or we do participate in that. And there's those seeds of rejection when we simply say, that's just who I am. That's just how I live. Especially when we know we have the opportunity to say, I do that. Or I don't do that because I've put my faith in Jesus. And that would not follow his example, or that does follow his example. And our fear of rejection of people tends to be more imminent in our life than our fear of rejection by God. And there is a time set when we are ultimately accepted fully and eternally, or we're rejected wholly and eternally. In that day of judgment, at the end of this age, at the return of Jesus, there's a preparation that we ought to have in place so that we hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant, rather than the words, depart from me, I never knew you. And so we live life prepared. Prepared for testimony. Prepared for rejection. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us not only the forgiveness of sins, but the example of Jesus on how to live life in a world that, well, is in opposition to you. And so, God, today I pray that you would help us to be prepared for the testimony of others, even prepared to give our own testimony that's accurate. But sometimes the testimony of others is harmful, whether intentional or simply because, well, what they're saying is true and it hurts. And so, God, help us to be prepared by living a life that is true and honest according to your word. Help us to live a life that knows when to speak up and when to be silent. And Father, as we deal with living life prepared for the testimony of others about us, may we be prepared for the testimony of us about you. And in the midst of that, may we also learn that there's a rejection that takes place, sometimes by us, that we don't want to admit to being a follower of Jesus. Sometimes the rejection's by others of us because we do follow Jesus. And so, God, today, help us to be those who seek to please you rather than to please people. May the pleasing of people that is done in our life be only to the extent that it aligns with what you want. That the peer pressure of this world would not influence us to speak and act and think in ways which are contrary to your word. So, God, may we live as those prepared. The trials of life come, and eventually they prepare us for the ultimate judgment day, the one that we absolutely want to be prepared for. And we find ourselves prepared for that because of the blood of Jesus. And so, God, today, as we live prepared for testimony, prepared for rejection, may we know that that's only possible because of Jesus. So, God, today, help us to lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday, or actually our Monday and Tuesday, devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.